We have a couple members of the Harm's Way Project. And I tell you what, I'm just going to step out of the way early because Jammers is so much better at this. So I'm here to push buttons, and DJ Jammers, take it away, would you please?
You're so modest, Southern Comfort, but thank you so much. But yeah, we're here with Ron Mann and Max Steagall, and they are key members of the Harm's Way Project. And I'm like so excited they're here. And I have to thank staff and for sort of making the connections for us. And then we have to really go back and thank our DJ Raven because that's how we met staff. But with that all said, I'm going to ask Ron the big question. The big question is how this whole thing got started. Like, what is your story and the title of your the name, the Harm's Way Project?
Well, that all started about 10 years ago when I was visiting a friend of mine in Atlanta. The one that played, he actually plays guitar on three tracks on the, or four tracks on the CD. And about a block from his house, I happened to notice that the street sign said Harm's Way. And when I got to his house, I said, "Dude, do you realize that you live just out of harm's way?" And I
That
thought,
is very
no,
cool.
I said, "It's a great name for a music project." And it just
Oh,
stayed
wow.
with me. And it was like 3 years after that before Mac and I actually started working on demos at that point, like 2005.
Oh, amazing. So the picture that's on your website, that's the actual picture from
Yeah,
the
that's the actual street sign itself,
Okay.
also the inlay of the
Okay.
CD.
Okay. Now, the other thing that's so fascinating is that the members of this group are from all over the world. Like how did this work?
Well, we all know each other, so we just communicate and we just exchange files, and then it's all mixed in. We start with a basic demo with a click track, then I'll write lyrics to it, and then we'll either add more guitars, or depending on who wants to do what part at what point.
But we originally met each other through all these Uriah Heep conventions that we've gone to over the years. We've been going to those since 1997, and
Wow.
we've been to England a couple of times and to Spain once, and we know most of these people personally. There's a couple of people on here that we met through vandalism recently. But
Okay.
Vandalism, that's cool.
That's a great name, isn't it?
That is,
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Yeah. That is so awesome. Okay, let's get a song
Well, hang
played
on.
and then how about oh, go ahead.
I
I'm
had
sorry.
a
Oh, you did have a
that
question.
yeah. Well, I do. I just don't want to run the show because you're so much better at it than me. But
Oh, shut up.
well, I'm just being serious. You said that this was put together virtually through the internet. Files shipped back and forth to one another through the internet, which it's kind of the way that we've built this radio station was. We've got one person in New York and one person in Texas and one person in Calgary, and I mean they're all over the place, and we kind of bring our stuff together. Is this an original idea, or is this something that's kind of going on out there in the internet land that I don't know about? Because I've really not heard of anybody doing this before.
Oh, yeah.
It's been going on. It's
Yeah.
been going on for quite some time in the circles we're involved in, because this is the second major project I'm involved in personally.
Yeah,
Very cool.
Dave White from Cleveland in particular has an awful lot of projects going on with different people on the internet, and there's been several, since early in the before 97 even
Yeah, and
95, 96.
Dave White is actually the webmaster at uriahheap.com. Very,
Oh,
very
okay.
cool. That
Okay. That is
just
so
adds a
cool.
whole nother element to
Doesn't it?
yeah, it does. I mean, what we do is very cool because it brings. I mean, I'm so impressed with we've got DJs from I think seven countries on two continents, which is it just gives us, but to be able to do that with a band is. That's
Whew.
phenomenal, man. That is really cool.
It's time
Let's hear what
consuming.
it sounds.
But
Let's hear what it sounds like.
yeah, let's do it. Tell us a little bit about this first song. I've got City of Fools coming up first. You want to talk about that a little bit, or?
Well, that song was originally, I had the idea in 2005, and had came up with, well, I had the most of the lyrics written. Then I had waited on to get the right riff for it. And I told Mac originally what I wanted was an AC/DC riff. But mm-hmm. That's what it started out with. But if you mm-hmm. can tell by the song, it didn't end up that way.
Well, no.
Yeah, most of the songs end up that way. I mean, you have a riff and you start out from the riff. But once everybody adds their part, it really transforms the song and they take their own character from the
exactly,
different
music. Exactly. Real music awesome. Kind of builds itself and grabs a line of itself, if I'm right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, then that builds on other ideas, and I'll go back and say, well, I want to add so-and-so here and have them do this part. And then we'll just add something else into mm-hmm. it to be able to get mm-hmm. to the next level.
Very cool.
So Ron would come up with ideas and suggestions to make to the different musicians, and we try different things. And once we got something that everybody liked, that's what we went with, you know.
And also the beginning of City of Fools, the train sound is from an idea I got from my 3-year-old granddaughter because she loves steam engine trains. And had me watch a lot of those on YouTube.
Very
it just dawned on me, this is the perfect beginning.
I said to Southern Comfort, that's why I wanted to play this song. It goes with your album cover, and that's terrific artwork you did. Oh, my God, the design is so cool.
Yes, I want to talk about
it. I love the beginning of this song. So let's listen to the track.
Let's do that. Okay, here we go. This is the Harm's Way Project and City of Fools. Sit back and enjoy, folks.
Woo. Choo-choo.
Nowhere to go. Privileged people make super dreams.
there you have it. That was the Harm's Way Project and City of Fools. Jammers, give us a little feedback on that.
Oh, my. I mean, I just, that song, first of all, I told you how much I love the choo-choo in the beginning, but what's very cool
hang on,
Dave White came into the chat
box.
Some
echo. We got some echo going someplace, darling.
Person on there. And so welcome, Dave. We are so glad to have you with us. And Ron, just before we started to talk, you were saying the singer from Errol, Sora?
Errol Sora, he was the lead guitarist for the John Lawton Band.
Oh.
Yes, that's it. And he's the former lead vocalist for Uriah Heep back in the late 70s.
John Lawton was.
Yeah, John Lawton was.
So it always goes back to Uriah Heep.
Yeah, it does. Always.
AKA, why there's always heaps in your name.
That's right. That's it.
So... Ron, I understand that you are the artistic director of this cover.
Yes.
Yeah. Where'd you get that talent?
Well, I've been doing CD covers and things for years.
Wow. Well, there is.
I've done several for archive David Byron releases.
Wow.
And I do a lot of private things. I just like. Well, I've always been into art, so.
Okay.
Playing. And I got where now I can't do art without being on a computer. I no longer have to use my hands. It has to be with a keyboard.
I was trying to post the back side of the CD because I love those white doors, but it just wasn't working as well. So anyway, so if
you haven't seen what we're talking about yet, to the Outcast Radio Facebook page or Joanne Jammers Facebook page or the Southern Comfort Facebook page. Or as far as that goes, Piccadilly, or I'm sure Harm's Way Facebook page.
All over the Harm's Way.
Right. We have posted it all over today. And check out the cover on this. It's very cool. And just a little flash about kind of where it comes from. The theme, I guess you would say, behind the story, or the behind the album, was how life often offers you two paths to two different doors. The choices, the two ways you can go. Would you like to kind of get a little deeper into that, guys?
Well, it's the train tracks is actually represents your path on life. You're on a set of tracks, and that's why with the cover, I put the two doors on the tracks. And that photograph was taken about two blocks from my house. And I had taken that photograph, and I went back a year later and took multiple photographs again to try to get the exact photo I wanted to use, exact time of year. And the idea of the concept is that you're presented with two doors as you travel through life, and you always you choose which door you go through, but you never regret what you choose, because you always have another set of doors on the other side of those to alter your path, to be able to correct your mistakes. And you learn from your mistakes, you don't regret them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. As long as you learn from them, they're not mistakes. They're just choices.
No, they're not mistakes. They're life's learning lessons.
Right, right.
No such thing as a mistake.
Cool. Right.
I love that.
Well, there is. A mistake, a choice that you don't learn from, I think.
Stupid choice.
Exactly. If you don't learn from it, or if you make it twice, you know, and you got bad results both times.
I am talking within the law.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we will start talking legalities here. Because,
oh, no.
That just doesn't go anyway. But up next in the queue here, I've got a song called Enchanted. Does somebody want to tell me a little bit about this song? And
that music was actually originally written in 1988 by Rob Dwyer. He's the friend I was actually visiting in Atlanta when I got the idea for the project. Mm-hmm. And he recorded that at my house in 2007, the music. But the storyline behind that was he was like shocked when I actually wrote the words to it. We did the song because I hadn't told him. I was doing it as a surprise. Mm. And so we had to... we had to iron that situation out, put it that way. But Rob is like a brother to me, so everything's cool and perfect at this point.
That's awesome.
But the whole sound is very, very different. But yeah, so I'm just looking at the words. Accused of a smile that's phony. I mean, that's a strong first sentence, isn't it?
Well, every song on the CD has a story I've written about my life.
Okay.
Just, I write things so you don't have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's
really,
all right.
That's the whole thing about this album. It really is a vehicle for Ron to write his lyrics and other people write music to his lyrics. So that's really the idea behind the album is Ron's chance to write lyrics.
And
that was the whole reason to do it, you know.
You know, Jammers, that's very ironic because it kind of reflects on our not our mission, but just kind of our goals and stuff here at Outcast Radio. When mm-hmm. we founded this mm-hmm. place, we wanted to spotlight each individual's talents that they may have or that they may want to work on. For myself, one of them was web design and writing code and building a site. And I had this idea for kind of what a cool radio site would be, but I wasn't good enough to build that site. This site has come a long ways in 2 years, and it's still got a long ways to go, but that's just one of them. DJ Piccadilly, he's picked up the audio side of it, doing promos and voiceovers and voice alterations, stuff like that. And he's 2 years later, and he's still learning. He's only been with us a year, actually. But, you know, he's still learning that. But it's kind of the same thing, you know. It's bringing everybody's talents together and just kind of making a hodgepodge, if you will. Is that not a good...
No, it is.
Comparison?
It's giving you a chance to express what you want to express. And it works by bringing other talents into it, you know.
Yeah.
And so then the sum of the parts.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say right there, Jammers.
That's what you're trying to say. I know. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
That's right. That's what it's all
and
about.
And that so is definitely what this project is. So let's listen to Enchanted. It's very different from what we just heard.
Here it is. Enjoy, folks.
Okay.
Accused of a smile that's phony, proclaiming my innocence. Broken words spoken so lonely, a victim of circumstance. In a world of ups and downs, I wonder, do you really care? My hypocrisy has its bounds. Visions fade into a blank stare. The dawning rises in the sky. Dreams falling as others pass by. Footprints leading to open doors. Shattered thoughts on distant shores. Turn the path to alter the way. Close your eyes in dismay. Rain trickling down the window pane. Nothing isn't something you'll gain. Thank you. Walk away slowly, looking the other way, chasing open pastures with nothing left to say. Walk.
Are you hooked yet on the Harm's Way project?
Woo! That is so beautiful.
It is. And listen, folks,
by the
this
way,
is...
before we talk further, yes. to Southern, I want to remind, yeah, just, I wanted to just say, they have a website, www.harms-way.net. And that's where you can go. That's where you can buy the CD. That's where you can look at, learn about the musicians. You can read the lyrics.
If you give me just a second here.
I put that in the chat box, but, you know, I want to promote that website, please.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you give me just a second here, I'm going to put it up as a sticky message on our chat box, so you guys will all be able to check it out. And please, folks, go check out their site. These guys have taken time to come over here and help out Outcast Radio and do this interview and turn us on to their music and all of that cool stuff. So go over and check out their site. I'll have it up there here. Just there we go. It's up. If you'll refresh the chat box, you'll see it in the sticky message now. So yeah. Cool. Just copy that, paste it into a browser, and you're good to go. And let's get on and get talking about this next song. And actually, we was only going to do three, but I think we just talked ourselves into doing four during that break. And you got to love it, because that's the beauty of having the artist live in the studio. We don't have to worry about the Loud City rules. We can do what we want because we have express permission from the artist. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw.
So yeah. So up next, we're gonna hear.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Okay. Here's my question. Oh, I hear that.
I hear an echo coming from somewhere.
Where is the thing about that title of the song? You know what I'm looking for. The title, oh yeah, here it is. WYGITMYG.
That was why I wanted to ask that. Very good.
I know it's the answer to a joke.
Yeah, it's an abbreviation for "when you gives it to me, you does." It's a punchline for a joke.
And I just found out tonight that Ron says he had heard the same joke from his father.
30 years ago.
I thought I want to
hear the joke.
Oh,
no, I can't tell.
I want to hear the joke, and I'll tell you what, let's just reorder this a little bit.
The punchline is, you can't die from gonorrhea, and he said, well, when you give it to me, you does.
It's a pimp.
Pimp and prostitute pimp joke or whatever.
Right? Prostitute joke, yeah. Give it to me, you does.
Okay, oh, we're gonna have to listen to that off air. I guess, even though we're uncensored.
Yeah, that's the title of the rock opera song. It's like four songs.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes long.
Right, yeah, that's right. I read it, and you crammed it.
Not gonna do that tonight, but I wanted to know the name. I really wanted to know the name.
So did I. I'm glad you asked that, Jammers, because as I read that story this afternoon, Jammer sent me a bunch of stuff this morning, because I'll be the first to admit I was not up to date on you guys. A lot of stuff has been happening at the radio station the last couple of weeks, and you guys are one of them, and I just hadn't caught that much of your music or gotten into the know about what's going on. So I kind of asked Jammers, and that was, you know, she gave me the site, and that was one thing that I picked up out of there that I really wanted to know. So I'm glad you asked. And but anyhow, we've added another song, so let's keep this thing moving here, so we don't take up the entire show. Up next, we've got Happiness 101. Thoughts, input. Tell me about it, guys.
Yeah.
It's a song that the Zeppelin acoustic track that ended up being a Southern rock song is all I can say.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. We met a guy on Vandalism, Simon Dickinson on Vandalism.
Big Skynyrd fan.
Yeah. He played kind of a Skynyrd kind of lead guitar part. And then we started listening to it, and Ron came up with the idea, you know, it'd be cool if we had slide guitar on here.
I want to make it turn to like a Slash Allman Brothers sound.
So we talked to a friend of ours, Dave Powell, who's also a Uriah Heep fan.
Of course.
And uncanny.
I see a theme here.
he came up with his Joe Walsh kind of slide guitar part that he added to it. And so it became really a Southern rock song.
Yeah.
That's
the
way it sounds to me.
You're going to love
cool.
this one,
Sub. Very cool. Yeah, I've listened to some of all of the albums, but I didn't know what to listen to because you didn't tell me in time. And I didn't ask in time, probably. So, anyhow, let's take a listen. This is Happiness 101.
Great name.
side.
Thank God there was a long lead at the end of that song because I totally blew it. I got to talking with the band and missed my cue. Jammers calls me a rookie.
I love any chance I get to do it.
I know it. You guys.
You taught me everything I know.
And you still don't know much. Oh, wait. No, that's everything I. Yeah. I've taught you everything I know, and you still don't know shit. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but hey, we have a good time not knowing it, right?
We do.
Yeah, we do. And we got totally sidetracked on the subject of how both of these projects, the Harm's Way project and our little project here in Outkast, they're very similar in that they cover the world on several continents and a whole bunch of countries, and the internet's pulling it together, and it's just really cool. It's just really cool to see the whole thing going. So, hey guys, we had only scheduled three songs, or we had only planned on three songs, I guess we should say, but I'm having way too much fun. So what do you say we stick around for another set and I play one more song and we talk just a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Sounds cool.
Now, you talked about we were going to do Wake Up Dead, Woke Up Dead, and that a couple of special people are on that track, yeah?
Yeah, Errol Sora and Jim Flapper Lynch and Michael Muzzy Fideschi and Staff Pipin.
Of course, we haven't mentioned
Staff Pipin.
Hey, wait a minute. I know that guy. That must be time in the know.
Fred Jam does the drums on Woke Up Dead.
But you haven't mentioned John Bender.
Yeah, John Bender's the vocalist. John is like a, when we found him, was like a, I don't know, it's like a godsend. He just fit in perfectly.
We found him at Fandalism also.
But he's a rock heat fan. Yeah,
I have got to find that site because that name is just so cool. I love that name.
Actually, we found him. I take that back. We didn't find him on Fandalism. He got on Fandalism, but we found him because he had done the Uriah Heep cover song.
Oh, okay.
I said, hey, this guy's good. We need to talk to him.
But his name is actually pronounced Bender, not Binder. Bender.
Oh, yes,
okay. like in a
bender. Like I've been on a bender for 3 days.
Post cool stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we've extended it out here. We're gonna play another one, and this next song that Jammer suggested actually is called "Woke Up Dead." And guys, give us a little insight into this one.
This is one I had written lyrics to in 2007. I actually wrote this to myself after I had a lot of major medical problems. And then I was looking for a Black Sabbath riff, and I was waiting on someone else to do it. And finally, Matt came up with a riff for it.
And the music been written.
And the music has developed so much.
Yeah.
It sounds nothing like the beginning.
But it was developed in the last several months. This is one of the newer ones,
And you know, I think that bears.
This one changes a lot. It goes from here to there to there. That's why I like
cool.
it.
Cool. That's what me and you both like is those songs mm-hmm. that take you on a trip. Mm-hmm. But I think this bears repeating. I don't even know if we've really talked about it in depth at all yet. This project was started in 2005 with the inspiration of. You know, he's driving across town to a buddy's house, and he sees a road sign, and it implanted this in his head. Well, that was the beginning of it, But it took them 7 years from 2000, well, almost 8 years, actually, I guess, right? It's 13 right now, so that's, yeah, that's almost 8 years that this took to transpire. And just an ongoing dedication and love for the project. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding.
Well, that's true, but we did have some periods of time when we didn't do much. We kind of got ran into some roadblocks
every day.
we had about three years that we didn't do anything. And then in the last
Actually, the product really cranked up again. This was what, like June?
Yeah, so maybe a little bit.
April or May of this year.
Yeah.
And that's so when the bulk of the project was done between that and this time.
We did over half the album in the last 8 months.
I would say three quarters of the album.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, you kept at least one person motivated for that many years. That's very cool. And I'm sure there was more than one person that was.
Everybody was in the beginning is still there.
Yeah, everybody's still there.
Nobody has dropped out.
That's awesome. That's dedication to a project and to a dream.
From day one. And
Brad Todd.
Jim Lynch has been there from day one.
And Brad Todd did the vocals on the bridge. And
he actually did most of the mastering on the CD for us.
Yeah.
And well, that's talent.
Nobody's ever cut out.
That's very cool. That's
incredible. Very good.
The main thing about this project is a project is mainly about friendship than anything else.
Yeah. Wow.
What more can we say? Yes, we can be right here tonight.
I know.
For sure.
I feel it in the chat box. I feel it on this call. I feel it in your music.
For sure. So. And we definitely appreciate you guys joining us tonight. Let's sit back and take a listen to Woke Up Dead. You're listening to Southern Comfort on Outkast Radio. It's the Weekend Warrior Party, folks. right, how about that, folks? That was the Hard's Way Project and Woke Up Dead. And I tell you what, we just want to really thank these guys for coming in and hanging out with us tonight, sharing their music and sharing a little insight to it. And Jammers, you finish this up. You're supposed to be doing this. You're making me talk. That ain't fair.
All right, I'll get to that another time. But really, no, I just hope a good way to end is to always say, what's next? You know, you took all these years. This has been produced. There's got to be, first of all, a little letdown almost that it's over. You know, there's euphoria.
No, I wasn't let down at all.
And then it's like, wait a minute, it's over.
It was like a shifting gears type of situation.
Yeah.
We're going to be mailing CDs tonight, so we haven't finished yet.
Okay.
There you go.
There's still two songs that don't.
Yeah,
two
songs is not on video yet. We have like the entire album is actually on video. That's on the website.
On YouTube.
That's up on YouTube. We'll be adding the rest of it. Everything will be on YouTube. And the web, and I will add that I do not own any of the video footage that I use on most of the videos.
Really? I thought you got permission from this place.
I don't think he replied. But actually, what we have done is we've actually started the second
whoa,
CD already.
Hang on, we got too many people talking there. We're getting feedback.
We started the second CD already. We've got five songs we're working on already.
Two are all clearly written. It's waiting on parts to be done. It's just a matter of time and patience to be able to try to work on the correct mixing, the correct getting the correct people involved that want to be in. Well, actually, everybody wants to be involved that's still involved, so we haven't lost anybody, and we don't want to lose anybody.
We're trying to do a Tommy James and Sean Dale psychedelic song.
Yeah, that's the thing we're working on now.
You know, real quick before we sign off here, you guys were just talking about, although this album took 7 years to come to fruition, everybody that was involved in the beginning is still involved.
Nobody's left.
Right. That's very cool. Although different people have played different part. You know, they've had several drummers, they've had several guitarists, and they've brought in slide guitarists, just different stuff. But nobody has come in and done something and went, well, you know, this ain't going to go anywhere. I'm out of here. Everybody's still involved. That's tight, man. That's very awesome.
Everybody's still involved. We have the main thing we look at is friendship.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Does that sound like, does that remind you of anything, Jammers?
I hear you. The whole interview, we kept finding a lot of comparisons.
A lot of parallels. A lot of parallels. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, guys, we want to thank you. Gonna have to get back to the music here, and I hate to short it.
No,
I can't believe it's been an hour already.
Thanks a lot for giving us a chance to get some of this music out. I mean, we're not in it for the money. We like to have people hear it. You know,
I know that feeling.
That's one of the things on the website.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, guys,
let me just say that the videos, I didn't think of that earlier. The music's great, but when you watch it as well, it really brings a lot of meaning. So, yeah, it's worth watching the videos.
Don't take the videos
just
personally.
No, correct. But they're on your Facebook page or on the website.
Yes, everything's on our Outcast website, each individual DJ's websites. And be sure to check them out, like them, follow them, and thank them for coming and hanging out with Outcast Radio. We definitely appreciate it, and I know you, the listeners, do. So we're going to get back to the music now and wrap this one up. We're going to start the next set off with some Joe Walsh, and life's been good because, by God, it has.
Yes,
it has. All right, thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Indeed.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.